This is the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio. No better way to keep warm on a Sunday evening than dancing around and tapping our toes. And Sarah Bowen has brought some friends by the Folk Show to help us do just that. What did we hear, Sarah? And who did you bring with you tonight?
Well, first I brought Jane and Russell Orzechowski. Russell on the piano and Jane on the fiddle. And they are part of the Sugar River Band. And then we played some tunes that were some jigs, Little Burnt Potato, and I Lost My Love, and the Rock Valley.
Timely that you should stop by and visit us. I know you were here not that long ago,
right,
with a little preview of your Elmwood Station album, and I hope you had a great time out promoting that.
Yes, we had great shows.
Excellent.
Terrific.
But we have something else that's coming up next weekend. It's the Ralph Page Legacy, Dance Legacy Weekend.
Yes. Ralph Page was a caller in Nelson, and his whole collection got given to the University of New Hampshire's Special Collections. And as a result of that, they started the Ralph Page Legacy Weekend at UNH.
He was also the founder of NEFA, right?
I think he was, yes. Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about NEFA, either you or Jane?
Yeah, Jane can tell you about NEFA.
Oh, I've been going to NEFA since I was 4 years old, maybe.
So for the newbies out there, what does NEFA stand for?
New England Folk Festival Association. But the dance weekend is called NEFA. And it's a combination of music, dancing, crafts from all around the world, and food from all around the world.
And they're having their festival. That festival weekend is in April.
Yep, it's always the third weekend of April.
Yeah, usually. Yep.
Usually. So talk to us a little bit, Sarah and or Jane, about the legacy of Ralph Page.
Well, Ralph Page was the caller that kept things going. And then once he called right up until the end of his life. And a lot of people, the Nelson dances were the dances that were, I mean, he called all over. I mean, he was in New England. He was pretty famous, world famous.
Was there a time that it was feared that the dance tradition might be lost due to new technologies and that kind of thing?
Well, I think it less through technology than through war. I think that, you know, there was a big strain with the First and the Second World Wars and the coming apart some of the fabric of community. So I think, but dancing, you know, it's one of those things that, you know, it might get stretched a little, but it always comes back to the base. And so I think Ralph Page was instrumental in keeping New England dancing and contra dancing going.
It's a pretty strong community, isn't it?
Yeah, now it's huge.
Yeah.
It stretches, it really does stretch to Seattle and all over the country and all over the world really now.
Why don't you play another piece, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about what folks can expect if they go over to UNH next weekend.
Okay.
For the weekend.
That'd be great. We're going to play a set of reels, and these would be normally used for doing a contra dance. So the Barrow Burn and a couple of tunes from Cape Breton. Thank you.
The 31st Ralph Page Dance Weekend is happening next weekend, sponsored by the Ralph Page Memorial Committee of the New England Folk Festival Association, also known as NEFA, with additional sponsorship from the Special Collections and Archives Division, UNH Library. The fun begins on Friday evening at the Strafford Room. The dance hall will be open for their welcome dance party. Music's going to be done by Julie Metcalf, Laurie Andres, Connor Sleeth, and Mary DeRosier will be calling the welcome dance. Sarah Bowen and also Jane Orzechowski and Russell Orzechowski are here to help us get ready and get warmed up for the big Ralph Page weekend next weekend. So what can we expect? The big welcome dance is on Friday night, and then the weekend continues with lots of discussion and workshops and more dancing. Is that right?
And tons of dancing. Yeah, there's a big dance party on the Friday night, and we'll probably sit in the back. It's our night off because we're working the rest of the weekend. So, but it'll be really fun to see everybody because we haven't seen them in a while. And then the next day there's workshops.
Talk to us about the workshops, Sarah.
Well, they're mostly dance workshops. So they're, you know, they may work on specific kinds of dances. Like there's at some point there's hambos. There's a place where they do Swedish hambos, and Jane and Russell.
Be teaching it, I think.
Yeah, they'll be teaching Russell. I mean, the hambos, and Jane. No finer person to play for a hambo than Jane and Russell. And then there's a couple of things. There's this retrospective that I'm doing, which we could get to in a sec. But also, there's calling workshops. So you know, if you're an aspiring caller, you might want to go and work and figure out how to do calling.
So some tips of the trade of dance.
Yeah. And then lots of different kinds of, you know, dances within, you know, the tradition here.
Now, are all the people that go to this dance weekend old-timers, people that have been doing it forever?
A lot of them are, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I think it's, I'm not sure it's for the faint of heart. I mean, if you're a beginner and you're really gung-ho, then I think it's great. And, you know, I think they try to encourage everybody to come and experience it.
They've arranged for several apprentices, both in the music, as in a music apprenticeships and dancing apprenticeships and calling.
Yeah.
So they're encouraging the young folks to come.
Jane, you've been doing this. I mean, this is the 31st weekend, right? 31st
yes,
Ralph Page
right.
Dance Weekend, and you've been quite a few times.
Yeah, and the best news about this, the weekend, the Ralph Page Dance Legacy Weekend this year, is that it's not going to be below zero. It usually is.
Well, not inside anyway.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. What do you like best about the weekend, Jane? I know you're a musician. Are you a dancer as well?
I am, yes. Yeah, I just love the whole atmosphere of music everywhere, dancing everywhere, and congenial people everywhere, which is kind of like NEFA also.
Yeah.
They'll be taking over UNH next weekend.
Yes. That's right, yeah.
Sarah, what else is going to be happening for the weekend that you're interested in?
Well, I'm doing this retrospective, sort of moderating a retrospective on Bob McQuillan and his tunes and tales. Bob McQuillan, for those that don't know, was a piano player, accordion player, played this music from the 40s on, died in 2014 at the ripe old age of 90. Lived in Peterborough, Dublin and Peterborough, and was really influential on the piano playing, especially for, you know, people like Russell and Francis, and, you know, lots of piano players learned their craft from Bob. He also wrote a ton of tunes.
Oh, sure.
15 books worth of tunes.
So you may be familiar with his Old New England.
Yes, group. Old New England, mm-hmm. And previously, before that, New England tradition, mm-hmm. with April Limber and Pete Colby, and then Jane was in a band with him, with Deanna Stiles.
And he hailed from the Peterborough area, is that right?
Bob did, yeah. Uh-huh. Dublin and Peterborough.
So what are you going to do with this little retrospective?
Well, I think there are going to be lots of people telling stories, and then we'll play some of Bob's tunes. And, you know, the stories could be... Bob was a pretty salty, colorful character, shall we say. So there are lots of great stories about Bob. And just by dint of living so long, there's a lot of people knew him. And so Dudley Laufman's going to come and tell some stories, and Dick Neville's going to show a little bit of his movie, Country Corners. Jack Perrin will be there. Jane and I will be playing, and Russell will be playing, and you know, whoever's at the weekend will hopefully come by and tell a story.
Bob McQuillan taught industrial arts, didn't he, over at the Conville High School?
He taught shop.
So there may be some students over there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, sure.
And weightlifting.
He did weightlifting, and he coached, and then he handled all the kids going out to do internships and stuff like that.
Yep.
So.
You're listening to The Folks Show here at New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Kate McNally, and we're here with our guests Sarah Bowen, Jane Orzechowski, and Russell Orzechowski with a little preview of next weekend's Ralph Page Dance Weekend. It's the 31st edition of the weekend, which will feature lots of workshops, lots of dancing and music. And we're going to have a little bit more with Sarah, Jane, and Russell in just a moment. Support for NHPR comes from you, our listeners, and Tarm Biomass in Orford, providing renewable, reliable, automated wood heat in New Hampshire homes and businesses, discovering green innovations in stayingwarmwoodboilers.com. And Dr. Brian Herdifer of Manchester, providing a caring, sensible, patient-focused dental experience for New Hampshire families. Details at bruinsdentist.com. Next weekend's 31st Ralph Page Dance Weekend is happening over at UNH. It all kicks off in the Strafford Room, the dance hall at the MUB Level 2. Sarah, Jane, and Russell, what do we have next?
I thought we'd play a couple of Bob McQuillan's waltzes, the JBJB waltz, and Jane can tell more about JB.
Oh, yeah, JBJB, it was written for their wedding or their marriage, and it's Jonathan Brooks, married to Jamie Boyle, and he's a very, very famous carpenter, woodworker. And whenever we used to see them, we always saw them at the Francistown Dance, and we always played this waltz for them when we saw them in the crowd dancing.
And then we'll play the A to Z waltz for Steve Zakon Anderson and Betty, his wife.
Thank you.
Russell Orzechowski on the piano, Jane Orzechowski on the fiddle, and Sarah Bowen on the flute. A little preview of what folks can expect next weekend over at UNH as the Ralph Page Dance Legacy Weekend will be underway. Now, on Saturday, they're going to have lots of workshops during the day, and then in the evening, the Grand March, followed by the Grand Dance. So who's going to tell us about what the Grand March and the Grand Dance really entail?
Well, I remember they all line up in the hall. They line up all the dancers in the hall outside the big hall. And we start playing in a march, and they march grandly in their fancy dress. A lot of them are in evening dress or fancy dress, I call it. And they march in, and then they do a grand march in the hall, which entails marching up and down and coming up in fours and eights and 16s.
So it's really a great grand entrance to the dance, correct?
It's very impressive to watch from the stage, I have to say, when you see all these
dancers.
Yeah, we're
in the best location. Yeah.
I know. We're in a privileged position.
And then the grand dance, which will feature Lisa Greenleaf and the Sugar River Band. And also, Steve Zakon Anderson's going to be calling the 9:45 dance with Keith and Becky and Andy. That's Keith Murphy, Becky Tracy, and Andy Davis. Yeah. And Keith and Becky are going to be participating, I'm pretty certain, at the Northern Roots Festival, which is happening at the end of January in Brattleboro. So that's a pretty big event. So a great month. January is a great month for getting your dancing in and for enjoying traditional music around New England.
I know. We have to stay warm somehow.
Exactly. So, Sarah, what's your level of participation? You're going to be organizing, and also you're going to be playing at.
We've got quite a few sessions that we're playing for, quite a few dances, and then the workshop with the Mac workshop, and so we're going to be pretty busy, which is great.
On Sunday, I got a kick out of one of the sessions is an open mic. It's an open mic dance session. What exactly is that? It sounds like karaoke-ish or something.
I think it's for callers. Open mic for callers.
Yeah, so if you're an aspiring caller or if you're just there for the weekend to enjoy it and you're a caller, you'll come up and call a dance.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they not only have to call the dance, they have to tell the band what to play.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Which is harder for us. Well, it's fun. It's a challenge, I should say, because they'll come up and say, "We want, you know, smooth reels
or happy jigs."
Now, do people come from all over New England or beyond for this particular weekend?
Yeah, no, they're from beyond too. Like
Laurie
Andrus is coming from Seattle. He's coming to play, and he played with Mac in the Rhythm Rollers, one of Mac's bands. His West Coast family, and Mac had this whole presence out in Seattle. He would go West Coast bands, and he would go out every May to the Folklife Festival and spend two or three weeks out there and played tons. And so Laurie was in one of his bands called the Rhythm Rollers.
He had such a presence. And he's such a presence that there's actually even a Facebook group dedicated to Bob McQuillan.
Yeah.
It's called Remembering Mac.
Yep. That's right, yeah, and there are a lot of members of it. So it's fun to post things once in a while and people telling stories or putting a clip on, you know, a video clip or something like that.
Well, the dance community is so strong in this, you know, in this area and beyond.
Yeah.
That kind of helps to keep things together, too. So what if somebody's, you know, a fledgling dancer and they really want to know where to go to get better at dancing and to become immersed? Where in New England would you recommend that they do that?
Well, I would recommend Nelson on a Monday night. Every Monday night is the Nelson dance. And there's teaching beforehand. So if you haven't done it before and you're really eager to try,
come a half hour early.
Yeah, come early. And they always teach a few dances. And also Peterborough. There's Greenfield Mass. Peterborough's the first Saturday of the month. And in all these dances, they teach a little bit in the beginning. So I think that really is helpful for people.
I know we try to make sure that we've got all the dances listed with our calendar that we post on our website. Is there another a location where people could go to find out the latest happenings in the world of dance?
There is. There's a Charlie Seelig has a website that he keeps track of all the dances, and he's out of Rhode Island, and I'm afraid I don't have the web address right now, but if you look up Contra Dance, mm-hmm. New England, you'll come up with that site, and he keeps track of all the musicians and the dances and callers and things. So it's pretty a very useful tool.
Sarah Bowen, Jane Orzechowski, and Russell Orzechowski are our guests in the studio. We're kind of getting warmed up, and this is one way to do it, getting warmed up. It's been so very, very cold, but they're going to be warming up the dance floor over at UNH next weekend with the Ralph Page Dance Legacy Weekend. And we have a little preview tonight. So happy that we do have our special guests in the studio. What are you going to play for us next?
Well, why don't Russell and Jane do the hambo? They're going to play a hambo for you.
We are going to be playing for a couple of hambo workshops at the Ralph Page Dance Legacy Weekend. We'll warm up with Ola's Hambo. Got it from Bengt Jonsson, and it's from Hälsingland in Sweden.
Before you start, can you just describe for those of us who aren't familiar with hambos what exactly a hambo is?
I guess the full name is a hambo polska, so it's a polska, which there are many different kinds of polskas in Swedish music and other Scandinavian music. But a hambo polska is a particular type of dance, and the emphasis, it's in 3-4, but the emphasis is on the first and third beats, unlike a waltz, which is the emphasis just on the first beat,
and it's
usually.
It's a couple dance, so couples just dance on their own around around the room.
And the man has a different step than the woman does, which makes it a little bit harder to teach, because you have to teach separately. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a really fun dance, because it uses a lot of centrifugal force, and you're hanging on to your partner for dear life sometimes, or maybe that's just me, I don't know. So, Ola's Hambo.
Russell and Jane Orzechowski here on the Folk Show at New Hampshire Public Radio with a hambo, little preview of the 31st annual Ralph Page Dance Weekend. It's happening next weekend. If you want to find out more information about the dance weekend, you can visit ralphpage.neffa.org. That's one way to find out more information. Sarah, any other suggestions on how people could get in touch if they're interested in attending next weekend or to register?
Yeah, I think that website does it, and that's where you can go to register. And also, if you're on Facebook, there's a Ralph Page Dance Weekend Facebook page.
We need to make sure that we get that link on our NHPR Folk Group page as well.
Yeah.
So that would be really great. I sure do appreciate you coming in tonight to warm us up a little bit and get us moving.
Well, thanks for having us.
Yes.
And I hope you enjoy yourselves next weekend. It sounds like a really great time with a lot of a tribute to Bob McQuillan. And it is a big tribute to Ralph Page, too, and all that he did to help to preserve the tradition of country or contra dancing and for the New England Folk Festival Association.
Yes.
Known as NEFA.
NEFA.
Get one more you want to leave us with?
Yeah, we're going to play another set of reels to end. So.
Thank you again for coming, Jane, Sarah, and Russell.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks. So we'll end with some tunes from the Nelson Collection, Quindaro. Well, the first one, Quindaro Hornpipe, and then we'll play a tune called Alva Batch Elders, and then we'll finish up with the Olive Branch.
Orzechowski and Russell Orzechowski. They are appearing over at the Ralph Page Dance Weekend, January 12th through the 14th. It's the 31st such weekend happening at UNH. And if you don't get enough dancing on that weekend, you can always head on over to the Monday Night Dance in Nelson. They're going to be celebrating 40 years of the Monday Dance. And they've got some special music happening at 7 o'clock. It's an open jam session. The dance is from 8 until 10:30. And they've got Peter Temple calling and also Harvey and Lloyd calling. Lots of great fun to celebrate 40 years of Monday night dancing over at the Nelson Town Hall. Lots of dance extravaganzas happening in our region and beyond, and we'll try to keep you posted about that. Again, thanks to Sarah, to Jane, and Russell. Thanks for stopping by
Thank
the Folk
you.
Show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Have a great
Thank
time.
You. Bye.
This is the Folk Show at NHPR.